This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 481 for Tuesday, July 19th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is undergoing a correction on Tuesday after yesterday's gains. After crude oil rose over $4 per barrel U.S. in Monday's trading, it was seeing slight declines this morning as COVID-19 cases are rising in China once again. Both European rapeseed and nearby Malaysian palm oil are also in the red. Meanwhile, the Canadian dollar is making some gains against the United States greenback, moving up 1/5 of a cent and putting pressure on canola prices. Manitoba could see some severe thunderstorms on Tuesday, with heavy amounts of rain to come with it. The weather forecast for the rest of the prairies will be warm and sunny. The November canola contract is down $25.30 per ton to $830.50. In the United States, soybean prices are experiencing heavy declines, while both corn and wheat are solidly lower early Tuesday. The USDA's weekly crop progress report showed 48% of the crop blooming and 14% sending pods, gains of 16 and 8 points respectively since last week. Despite this, the United States soybean crop was rated at 61% good to excellent, 1 point lower than last week. The August soybean contract is down 38 cents U.S. per bushel to $14.59. Crop conditions for U.S. corn stayed unchanged at 64% good to excellent, compared to a 63% estimate according to the USDA. However, corn in certain areas may be getting a boost starting Thursday. The weather forecast for parts of Illinois and Michigan, as well as the Minnesota-Iowa border, is showing 4 to 5 inches of rain over a 10-day span. The September corn contract is down 23 cents U.S. per bushel to $5.89. U.S. spring wheat conditions slightly rose 1% to 71% good to excellent. However, the crop is only 68% headed compared to the 90% long-term average. The winter wheat harvest is 70% complete, lower than the 75% estimate and 71% historical average. Talks on a grain export corridor in the Black Sea restart this week, which may bring prices further down. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 3 cents U.S. per bushel to $8.09. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 11 cents U.S. per bushel to $8.63. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 21 cents U.S. per bushel to $9.17. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 19th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.